He also said that we had to go far above words and bring down the pure music. So we gather here in greater and greater numbers, and we leave the baggage outside. All the mental ideas about music, even from trained musicians, all the concepts of good or bad, and we just become instruments. Instruments on which the divine plays. In Savitri, there's a line, "Play on all my stops." This is the flute, symbol of the flute. How does he play in us? Individually, yes, individually we can sing. For centuries we have sung new songs to the Lord. But here it is different. Here he is singing through us, and we are the song. So we come with aspiration, we come with sincerity, we come with devotion, and we come offering ourselves not as individuals, but as a collective instrument for the divine's purpose. To begin, we have to warm up this instrument, prepare it. Prepare it in all the ways that singers prepare their voice, or runners prepare for the upcoming marathon. And to do that, we have to learn to breathe as we have not learned previously, because we never do this. No, that's stress. There's tremendous strain in the body when we do that. We take a quick sniff through the nose, and the diaphragm comes out because the air pushes the lower three ribs out. This is essential to remember, because you will never force yourself. You will never force the voice. You will never harm your voice by singing here in the throat. But the vocal cords will warm up now through our exercises, and then we take nice breaths with total relaxation of the upper body. No stress in the upper body. So we begin. Just rehearsing. Very nice. good posture. Same note, ma. Ma. Stretches all across here. When we hit that high note, we want to pull it in. We don't want to catch it in our throat. Again, diaphragm. Sopranos here tonight, so we're going a little higher. Basses, you can drop down a whole lot of it. And we're going higher. Tuning. Now, the first thing we do is try to match the timbre or the quality of each one's voice. So one is not singing ah, and another one ah, another one but all. And we start out oh, we'll begin right here. Thank you. have a choir. Beautiful, very beautiful. More complicated this time. Listen carefully. Hold on to your note.
Oh. hides within her breast, she must reveal.
Thank you. the heavy curtain of the flesh, he stood upon a threshold, serpent watched, and peered into gleaming endless corridors, silent and listening in the silent heart. For the coming of the new and the unknown, he gazed across the empty stillnesses and heard the footsteps of the undreamed idea in the far avenues of the beyond. He heard the secret voice, the word that knows, and saw the secret face that is our own.
Thank you.
inaudible to our deaf mortal ears, the wide world rhythms wove their splendorous chant, to which life strives to fit our rhyme beats here, melting our limits in the illimitable, tuning the infinite, tuning the finite to infinity.
Thank you.
these waves of love and bliss, these chords of offering and aspiration, enter into the world rhythms and change them. Listen to the brain fever bird. He sings his heart out with us every week until it is all finished, and then he just has to listen. This is such a divine gift to sing Om. If there is any difficulty in your life, any problems, chant Om. You will see things change, and you will change through the power of Om.